Your 8 o'clock news is read by Sharon Lynch.
The Israeli military has said a ceasefire in Gaza has resumed after health authorities in Gaza said Israeli attacks had killed at least 45 people in the territory. The attacks were launched after two Israeli soldiers were killed in an attack in Rafah yesterday. The armed wing of Hamas said it was unaware of the clashes in Rafah. Aid into Gaza is also set to resume this morning following US pressure, an Israeli security source has said. The US President Donald Trump said the ceasefire in Gaza is still in place. Mr. Trump said he did not believe Hamas leadership was involved in the ceasefire violations.
We want to make sure that it's going to be very peaceful with Hamas. And as you know, they've been quite rambunctious. They've been doing some shooting, and we think maybe the leadership isn't involved in that, you know, some rebels within. But either way, it's going to be handled properly.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is expected to call for the EU to play a greater role in increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza and for more sanctions on Russia at an EU foreign ministers meeting today. Mr. Harris will call for the decisions to be made at the meeting in Luxembourg, which is set to focus on the Middle East, Russia's war in Ukraine and developing situations in Moldova, Georgia and Sudan. Speaking ahead of the meeting, the Taoiseach said the EU's focus on the Middle East must now be on preserving the ceasefire and flooding Gaza with desperately needed humanitarian aid. Campaigning is continuing today in the presidential election with independent Catherine Connolly and Fine Gael's Heather Humphrey seeking to win over public support. The election takes place this Friday, the 24th of October. Fiacro Koenig of our political staff.
In just 4 days' time, voting will be about to begin in the presidential election. That means candidates are running out of time to make their pitch, resulting in new intensity to the campaigns. Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys will canvass in Wexford this morning before separate national and regional media interviews. Her campaign is likely to continue zoning in on independent candidate Catherine Connolly's work as a barrister a number of years ago, including in some home repossession cases. That issue was the subject of a Fine Gael social media video on Sunday night, which has been criticised by Connolly campaign team member and Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore as being straight out of the US political playbook. Meanwhile, independent candidate Catherine Connolly will today take part in a National Youth Canvas Day, which is being organised under the slogan, Your Vote is Your Voice. The event will include canvases in campuses across all provinces.
The Specialist Support Service for Adult Survivors of Child Sexual Abuse, 1 in 4, recorded a record number of male survivors seeking its help in 2024. The increase follows the publication of the Scoping Inquiry report into historical sexual abuse in schools last year. The charity's annual report shows that overall, contacts to it increased by 17% last year. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
1 in 4 has seen an increase in the number of male survivors seeking its support since the broadcast of RTE's Doc on One programme Blackrock Boys at the end of 2022. Its impact resulted in a scoping inquiry, the findings of which were published in September last year. This resulted in a rise in the number of males who contacted 1 in 4. In 2024, they accounted for 62% of all contacts, up from 48% the previous year. The scoping inquiry found that there were almost 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse in respect of over 300 schools run by religious orders. The public conversation and the visibility of the scoping inquiry, according to 1 in 4's CEO, Deirdre Kenny, helped create an environment in which survivors, especially men, felt able to seek support. She said it represented not just statistics, but real people breaking years, sometimes decades, of silence.
Gardaí investigating the murder of Paul Quinn have appealed for information on the 18th anniversary of his death. The 21-year-old was beaten to death in the Tullyvannis area of Monaghan on the 20th of October 2007. Laura Hogan reports.
18 years on from his death, Gardaí say that solving the murder of Paul Quinn is of the utmost priority. On the 20th of October 2007, Paul Quinn from Cullyhanna in County Armagh was lured to a shed in the Tullyvannis area near Castle Blaney in County Monaghan by a number of men. He was beaten to death. During this murder investigation to date, 23 people have been arrested by Gardaí and the Police Service of Northern Ireland. The Garda Serious Crime Review Team completed a review of the case in 2020 and Gardaí are continuing to work with the PSNI. Gardaí say they believe there are still people in the community with information who have yet to come forward. Paul's mother, Breage Quinn, has also appealed for justice, saying it was no easier today than it was the evening he died. Anyone with information is asked to contact Castleblayney Garda Station or the Garda Confidential Line.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Rather cloudy in many areas to begin today with some rain or showers and some mist and fog patches. Occasional heavy bursts are possible as showers linger in the east. Elsewhere, sunny spells will develop with further cloud and showers moving in from the Atlantic again later. Highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees.